Hello out there, particularly pleasant people of portending purpose. You've aligned your telescopes in the night sky to low-power community radio in Davis, California, and the image you see through your eyepiece is faint, but it appears to read, "This is KDRT at 95.7 FM. And for the next 30 minutes, your lens will lay witness to a constant grin. The longtime home-recorded indie rock show of peaks and valleys of intriguing noises. Each episode is handcrafted by my hand-picked team of handy artisan community radio volunteers, who all look and sound exactly like me, and then delivered to K-Dirt Studios in a satin-lined velvet box every Friday afternoon at precisely 2 p.m. Replay times, playlists, and podcasts of every show can be located at kdrt.org at your convenience and interest level. So, my OCD got the better of me again this week, and it would appear that I've created another thematic show for no reason at all. You see, I had selected about 3 to 4 songs to play this week before realizing that each of the bands I'd chosen all had names that began with the letter P. It seemed like an obvious sign from absolutely no one at all that an entire show should be created using this glaringly obvious and highly intriguing motif. I would say it was inspired by St. Patrick's Day occurring earlier in the week, but that would be untrue. And I could point out that I almost didn't have time to make a show this week and admit that this kind of led to a rushed selection of songs, but that one would only be half true. So anyway, this episode of A Constant Grin is brought to you by the letter P. First up, I've got a song by a band whose name begins with a silent P. Ooh. This one's by Pterodactyl. It's called Searchers.
Once we were
searchers on your level.
Rose.
You're listening to a not so much special edition, but more of a weird and unnecessarily thematic edition of A Constant Grin, wherein all bands begin with the letter P. Here on K-Dirt, Low Power Radio in Davis, California, broadcasting at 95.7 FM. The song I just played was by Ponies in the Surf. That song was called Joe. They were a brother-sister duo from Cambridge, Massachusetts. That one's off their 2005 album, Ponies on Fire. Prior to that, I played Pond. That song was called Golden. They were a grunge-era band from Portland, Oregon. That track can be found on their album Rock Collection from 1997. Prior to that, I played a track by Pine Martin. That song was called BB Guns. That one is off the only album they ever released from 2003, I think. It was titled Beautiful Stakes and Power Poles. And I kicked the whole set off with a song by Pterodactyl. That one was called Searchers. They were a Brooklyn noise pop band with some layered vocals. I got that one from their album Spills Out, which released in 2011. So next up I've got, you guessed it, three more bands whose names all begin with the letter P. This next one is by Poles. This song is called Audit.
See, you send it high, can audit all. master. I was never good at fractions, but excelling at subtraction. I'll take myself out of the equation. And I saw myself hovering above myself, deaf and blind to all the life below. And I think I died today, or at best I'm less alive. There's nothing here compelling me to stay.
This is 95.7 FM KDRT Low Power Radio from Davis, California, and due to strange choices and time constraints, you're listening to an episode of A Constant Grin brought to you by the letter P. The song I just played was by Peyton Pinkerton. That song was called Arshile Gorky. He's a singer-songwriter who's played with New Radiant Storm King, Silver Jews, and the Pernice Brothers. That song is off his self-titled solo debut from 2013. Before that one, you heard a song by Paloma. That one was called P, What Happened to You? They're a French band who've existed on and off since the late 90s. I got that track off a self-titled EP that they released in 1999. And I began that set with a song by Poles. That one was titled Audit. I don't know much about them, but they were from Los Angeles and had kind of a noise rock or dreamy shoegaze kind of sound. That one could be found on their self-titled EP, which came out in 2010. And so that's just about going to do it for this unusual and unwarranted edition of the show, but I will leave you with one final song. This one is by the band Purple Ivy Shadows. They were a 90s-era band from Providence, Rhode Island. It's a lot of P's. This song is taken from their 1999 release, White Electric. This one's by Purple Ivy Shadows. This song is called Borrow.